About the letters. This is a brief account of the documentary correspondence on which the book is built. Every chapter set in the war, years 1864 to 1865, rests on letters in the hand of Edward Bennett, or in the hand of Janet Hume Bennett, his wife. The letters are family papers, held for 160 years across six generations, and assembled to the author in the summer of 2026 from more than one branch of the family. All but one survive today as transcriptions and photocopies. Only one original is known to exist. The chronological list below is what survived. The reader will recognize the letters from the facsimile spreads that open the chapters where they belong. March 27, 1864. Camp Randall, Madison, Wisconsin. Edward Bennett to his wife Janet, written while he was being processed at the regimental rendezvous before being sent south. Original held by Keith Richards. Transcribed in clean hand by Mr. Richards from the original. The earliest known wartime letter in Edward's hand. April 10, 1864. On board the steamboat Sultana, near Memphis. Edward Bennett to his wife Janet, written en route down the Mississippi. The same boat would explode the following year, carrying returning Union prisoners of war. April 25, 1864. Camp of Distribution, New Orleans, Louisiana. Edward Bennett to his wife Janet, written the morning he received orders to march toward the Red River. Four pages of folded paper. The first letter the author held as a boy, and the document that began the book. Mid-April 1864. Partial letter from Edward Bennett. One page survives. Late April or early May 1864. Partial letter from Edward Bennett. Two pages survive, including his reaction to the Fort Pillow massacre. May 23, 1864. Camp on the Mississippi, 18 miles below the mouth of the Red River. Edward Bennett to his wife Janet, written after the retreat from Alexandria. A long letter describing the retreat day by day. July 2, 1864. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Edward Bennett to his wife Janet, written during the long summer garrison. This is the only known surviving original letter from Edward's Civil War correspondence. Every other letter reproduced in this book exists as a transcription or photocopy. The original of the Baton Rouge letter came to the author from Blake Richards, from the collection of Blake's father, Merwin Richards, Edward's great-grandson. October 1864. Partial letter from Edward Bennett. Two pages survive with farm management instructions for the winter. One missing 1864 letter. Keith Richards, the family archive holder, has stated that he has seven complete Edward Bennett letters from 1864 in his possession. Six are reproduced here. One has not yet been located within his papers. December 30, 1864. Moundville, Wisconsin. Janet Hume Bennett to her husband Edward, including a section in the hand of their daughter, Elizabeth, Lizzie, Bennett, age 7. The first surviving letter from the home front to camp. Lizzie's portion is the earliest known sample of the author's direct ancestor's handwriting. March 21 to 24, 1865, in camp among the pines, Alabama. Edward Bennett to his wife Janet, written on the eve of the Mobile campaign. The March voice of the book. May 14, 1865. Moundville, Wisconsin. Janet Hume Bennett to her husband Edward, including a section in Lizzie's hand. Written 1 month after the assassination of President Lincoln, with no mention of the assassination, a documentary detail that itself tells the reader something about how the home front absorbed the war's end. These letters are the spine of the book. Without them, the chapters after the first would not have been possible. The author's gratitude to the family members who held them, transcribed them, and released them for this work is recorded in the acknowledgments.